Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This week, I nearly kill a guy. Nessa performs an unscheduled demolition, and Chloe knows roads. All of them. So, let's strap down. Let's strap in. And let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I am your host, Tom, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friends, co-hosts. Hello, Chloe, how are we doing?
Hello, Tom. Yeah, you good?
Yeah, very good.
Excellent.
Not too bad at all. Hello, David, how are you doing?
Yeah, he sounds good.
Where's David?
Where is he?
Where's he gone?
What about? He's fine.
Is he gone? Is he? He's just been quiet this week.
Has he ditched us?
Yeah,
he's fine. Okay. He can't have ditched us. He can't possibly have ditched
us
to, and I quote, take a day off. Considering the guy has he doesn't drive. He doesn't have a full time job.
He looks after his kids. 365 day a year holiday, whatever it is.
The lad sits and makes games all day. He's not like the most strenuous, so he can't possibly be taking a day off from us.
Oh, well. The audience will just have to put it on me instead, then.
You'll do. Hello, Nessa.
Howdy. How are we all?
Yeah. I think we're doing good, are we?
Yeah. I'm all smiling, so that's something.
Yeah, you can't do much better than that, can you? can't do much better than that. Well, you can, but yeah.
Come on then, Tom. You've been
not easily.
You've been dying to tell us something that's happened this week. Are we going to go straight in for it?
I have two stories for you this week. First story is I nearly killed someone this week.
That's
what the
not
hell?
Where I expected that one, Leo. Okay,
not me.
Yeah, I
didn't expect that.
I nearly and realistically should have killed someone this week.
Oh my God. I mean, accidentally, or were you trying to do this?
So, Tom's not the murderous type.
You don't know a Tom.
I don't know.
I mean, it depends who it is.
He's lovely on the outside. So you think the ones that you like, got to watch out for the ones that are really nice and happy all the time.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden,
quiet
like,
ones, haven't you?
Oh my God, he's like a murderer.
I'm most of the time, I'm as chill as it comes. But if we've been queuing up at Greg's,
oh yeah,
you get to the front of the queue. And it's at that point you start looking at what you want to order.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you.
And you should already know.
Now, don't get me wrong, if you have questions about like glutens and all of that sort of thing, that's fine. But don't start looking at the coffee orders and be like, No. You've been here for 10 minutes, you should have picked what you're having.
Who goes into Greg's and doesn't know what they want?
Honestly, it happens. It happens.
Seriously?
And I have definitely thought about getting a bit stabby. Just a little. But
just a little.
You know, enough.
Okay. So
do you carry weapons on a regular basis, Tom?
He's just picking up the plastic knife next to him. A little sugar pop.
So I was on the M6 and I was southbound. And
okay.
What was I in? I was in a van, that's what I was in. I have actually been in a truck this week. Well, I've been in a 13-tonner. It technically counts as a truck, but only just. And I was coming up on there was a guy recovering a car on the left-hand side.
Uh-huh.
And he had the car loaded, and I I was thinking to myself, should I get out into lane two or not? But he's got it loaded. And I just thought, you know what, fuck it. I'll just get into lane two. So I'm looking to my right. I'm trying to kind of feed in between all these cars that are alongside us. I'm only, I'm paid by the hour. So I'm sitting at 66. I'm not bothered at this point. And so I'm looking to get in. And then I'm coming up on this guy. And I'm kind of, I've managed to get my little bit in. So I'm coming in and I look in my right-hand mirror, making sure that the car's going to let me out. Uh-huh. He's giving me some space, but not enough space.
Yeah.
I look forwards and the guy has fallen and rolled into lane one.
Oh my God.
Shit.
So I just see this guy in my lane. Mm-hmm. I'm doing, 66 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Mm. I am on top of this guy.
Oh my God.
If I hadn't made that decision to get into lane two, the car would have been alongside me.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can't go into the hard shoulder because his thing's there.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I'm going to kill him. That was basically the only option. He was completely in the center of my lane. There was nowhere else for me to go. If I hadn't made that decision to get into lane two, and I nearly didn't make that decision, I just thought, because I thought he was in his, because it was all, I could see it looked strapped down. So he must have been doing something between the car
and then tripped or something. Van, yeah.
Something, and either he's fallen.
Which happens.
I've not seen him. I've not seen him fall. I've just looked and he's just there.
Wow.
But by this point, I was already mostly into lane two, so it's all right. And there was nothing behind me.
I was about to say, was behind you? Was there space?
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing behind me.
Right.
So obviously, trucks, they see that, like most truck drivers, not enough truck drivers, but a lot of truck drivers do get into lane two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, yeah. I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm already fairly cautious with that.
Yeah.
But I'm now just not. That's me not going to risk it now.
Wow.
Normally what I'll do is I'll make a judgment call of, is someone going to be around that vehicle? If it's looking like it's loaded and stuff like that, or if it's a truck with hazard lights on, then, and I can't see another, like a recovery vehicle, the reality is the lad's in his cab, something like that. So I'm not going to get into lane two. So I'll make a judgment call on it. I'm not doing that anymore.
That was too close for comfort.
They say in your CPC that, don't they, that you should really pull across into lane two, like any vehicle in there, and that just shows why how serious it. There's a reason for that. That's a horrible thought. That's gross.
Mm.
Oh yeah, I realistically that yeah I should have. Yeah, I should have killed someone this week. I'm fairly certain if I hadn't made that decision, I'd have killed him.
That's horrible.
Mm. And it's quite a sobering thought.
Yeah.
It's not even like a, ooh, I was a bit close. It was a, no. This was like,
that's horrible.
Unquestionably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unquestionably. That one decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny's made a good point in the chat. He's put, it always worries me, truck drivers getting in or out on the hard shoulder. We've all slipped getting in and out. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've missed a step before now, getting in or out, and you just...
Yeah.
You're either lucky and you can grab the rails, or you're on your arse. And if you fall backwards, your head's in lane one.
I don't get out driver side.
I don't either. Passenger side.
I get out passenger side. Even if I'm in like a little class two, I'll shove my way across.
It's a shame that people don't do that as well, actually.
That's...
It's always go out passenger side, as someone's just said. Phil, by the way, in the chat has also said that he was on a breakdown. He's his mechanic, and he actually got clipped by a car.
I've had that happen to me, actually. The first skipyard I ever worked at.
Yeah?
I was in a lay-by on my break. And I was getting back in the truck driver's side, actually.
Oh, no.
That was my... That was my second ever HGV job. Yes, it was like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And someone's mirror hit my elbow and spun me around.
Youch.
God damn.
So, yeah.
I bet you felt that.
Yeah, bizarre. Oh, I did.
It,
It should, realistically. Well, it's not even, I don't even think it should be the fact that it should be the law. I think with these smart motorways, what's the fucking point with them if they're not making people get out of lane one? Lane one, realistically, should be cleared if there's a breakdown. At minimum. Let me just clarify this. I think if someone's broken down, that's one thing, because they should be getting out, and I don't think there's enough time for them to kind of like, for the boards to come up. And if they're out of the vehicle, they are safe.
Yeah.
Or truck drivers, I'll be honest, I sit in the passenger seat. The reality is, it's not, you're not,
you're quite solid,
especially
aren't
with
you?
Tippers and stuff like that. You are very solid.
It's very different. People who break down, they still stand really close to the vehicle.
Yes.
I mean, if they're going to get hit,
the
vehicle's just going to go straight into you.
Yeah.
Well, but what they should be doing is, if the recovery's on there, as the recovery's turning up, they should be saying, close down lane one. And lane one should just be closed as a default.
Yeah.
Because again, if they're doing tire repairs, whether it be offside or near side, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
If they're doing a tire repair, if someone hits them, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That thing's, they're going to get pushed into the, they're in like a crush zone. And it's so very dangerous.
Mm.
So yeah, my word of advice is get into lane two. Just if you see them, get into lane two.
Take the space.
It's actually quite a scary experience being on the hard shoulder. So why people make a decision to stand that close to a broken down vehicle is beyond me. Because
just quickly, Phil said that, cause me and him actually had a conversation about this week after this, and he said highways won't close lane one down. I know we said about this, but they need to. They absolutely need to. It's not about whether or not they do.
With how health and safety conscious they do get, you would think that would be something they would do. I get the traffic flow and that, but I don't know. Where it's like,
if you get reduced down to 40 miles an hour because someone's seen a cat besides the motorway,
is that a thing?
Realistically, we should be doing, yes.
Is it?
Oh, I've seen it happen. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll see a report of animals. You'll see.
Oh, I quite like that's what comes up.
But cat, you know, cats will kind of that's why sometimes you'll see report of animals on the boards, but you don't see anything.
Yeah,
because the cat's just kind of walked up to the thing and been like, yeah, and it's been like, don't know. I've reported animals. I've reported an animal once, and that was because there was deer actively running around the motorway, and obviously you've seen
that's going to cause a bit of
a
carnage. Yeah, fuck that. I had a deer jump out in front of me once, and I went, and that was literally all I did, and freaked out. It was fine though. It jumped out of the way.
So someone in the chat puts, am I the only one that hates driving on what was the hard shoulder on converted smart motorways? They're always full of tram lines, bad camber, and not graded very well. Plus the truck
pulls the truck all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
It's like that when you've got the roadworks and you know they section off the lanes and then it pulls you into like what was the little bits in between, and you're like, oh, like this on this tiny little like lane is horrible.
Yeah.
So something I hate about these like these Luton vans I've been driving. By the way, watch this space because this job might not be on for much longer.
Oh God. We need to know about that.
Yeah, what? Tell us more.
I'll tell you when things are officialized.
I mean, like, good?
I hate it when you give us a teaser nothing else.
Is it good or is it you being sacked?
Oh, it's good, okay, yeah. Right. It's good,
This potentially
It's very, very, very good.
Okay.
Something might be planned for there. We'll say it 4 weeks.
4 weeks? Are we talking trucks?
4 weeks.
We're talking a variety of things, but
is this not confirmed yet? Do you not know sure?
Yeah, it is, but yeah, we'll
you've
keep
not
it
told just, the boss yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you taken the full time job then? Or you just kind of went maybe?
Are you still there on agency then?
Yeah.
Are
you? Because I don't want to come on full time. But they're desperate. They are desperate to get me on full time. I keep delaying them. That's why they give me like all that these big runs, and they keep kind of giving me like all sorts of stuff. But the problem is really bad. But I when I'm on agency, they pay me for my breaks. They pay me for the breaks.
Yeah.
I'm paid weekly, which I prefer.
Yeah.
I don't like being paid monthly.
Weekly's so much better.
And there's like a couple of other little things which I prefer on agency. So I've just, I'll be honest with you, I've just kept on.
Blank. So you've delayed and delayed and delayed so that they can't take you on full time in preparation for what it is you won't tell us.
Oh, no. It wasn't in preparation for that. This has just been a little by thing.
Little uppies,
I just don't I don't want to come on monthly pay. That's the main thing.
Oh, will it change to monthly? Like, that sucks.
I've been, most places are going to monthly pay now. I've just been put on it and I bloody well hate it.
The thing is with the weekly pay, well, so here's something. Like when you think about it, okay, so actually I've got like two different things, and one of them I might have worked out wrong with this.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I haven't though.
Okay.
So with the weekly pay, if like say for instance, if you're a bit short that month and you spent a little bit more, you know when you spend a little bit more,
yeah.
You have regularly, that next week just to recover from.
Yeah.
And it just means you've got that little bit of a buffer zone and you can be like, oh, we won't buy this. We'll wait until next week. Yeah. Whereas when you're on monthly pay, during the course of the whole year, you only get paid 12 times.
Yeah.
That's and a massive difference from 52 times.
It's harder to manage your money as well because you kind of get it in lump sum.
It really is.
Do all your bills and then you've got whatever's left over. And then it's hard to, I'm really bad at managing like how it's going to last me.
It's really difficult when you've forgotten to cater.
Whereas,
for
like you say,
well,
if you're paid weekly, you can actually save up better because you're spending within that week limit as well, and you're budgeting a bit better.
Yeah,
because you'd be like, I can plan for a week by week rather than a whole solid month where mysterious things happen.
And also, as well, I also like the fact that I can. It's more of an immediate thing of like, so I've put a lot of hours in this week. And next Friday, I'm going to see
all of it
in my bank accounts how well I've done with that. And because there's a kind of like an instant gratification, it makes me work harder. Whereas I'm not going to remember how many hours I put on at the beginning of the month. I could barely remember for next fucking Friday how many hours did last week.
That's why I keep your diary.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter about the diary, because numbers, I don't give a fuck about that. It's more about, like, I can remember, I did all of these, I've done something good, thus. So, yeah, you kind of...
I like it when you get a good paycheck and you're like, I don't remember working hard this month, but I'm taking it, it's fine. I had that this month.
We work hard every month.
Yeah.
How far do you drive to work? How long does it take you to drive to work?
What, me? Nessa? What, just in general?
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes me 8 minutes now.
Does it?
That's all right.
It takes me...
When I was on agency, it was about an hour and 10 each way.
Sod that. It's probably about 15, 20, depends how fast I want to drive.
So it's about 20 minutes for me.
Okay.
To this place. There's potentially has something happening in the future which is significantly closer.
More like as in walking distance.
Right. No, because I am very lazy. So, but it's like a 3 minute drive.
What? And you're not going to walk that? A 3 minute drive? No. I thought you like 10 minutes.
I'm very lazy.
He's too tall for that. Tall people who walk too fast.
In traffic, it's probably quicker to walk it or get a bike.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone might correct me on this one here, but let me just quickly let me see how long it takes to walk it.
You're looking on Google Maps.
So it's a 4 minute drive, or it's going to take 39 minutes to walk.
Really?
No.
Then again, yeah, that makes sense actually.
Is it fast roads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine are all 30 mile an hour and 20 mile an hour, but Google Maps tells me my walk to work would be an hour and 40 minutes. And I think that's down to it being on such a big industrial estate.
Right. So just quickly, on the 20-minute drive, I calculated this out to be, over the course of the year, that you're in your car travelling to work for a week.
Holy shit.
So say that again. Right. So you worked it out. Right. Okay.
So I'll tell you my calculation. If you guys reckon I'm wrong, right? So what? Calculator. And what is the, because what I searched was the 40 minutes as a decimal, 40 minutes in decimal, which is 0.67, yeah? So 0.67, because obviously it's 40 minutes round trip, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And then times that by 5, then times that by, 52? Which is 174.2 hours. But 174 hours...
How have I got 10,400?
You've definitely worked that. 174 hours in days is 7.25 days.
Okay.
You spend a week, a year in your fucking car traveling to what?
A week? A week out really? Your life in a car? Yeah, I could do that. That's not that bad.
If I still worked at Tesco, it would take me 24 hours to walk there. Holy mother of God!
Wow. You'd be working every other day and then not sleeping and then walking home, walking back.
I'd have to walk every third day, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
And all just not go home.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
That's bizarre.
Either Hardy, if I work, that is bizarre. Work, it would take 15 hours and 9 minutes. Nice.
It's fucking hell. Walking so slow.
Have you seen those walker scooters you can get there? I bet you can go fast on them.
Oh, I bet you can.
You go like a walking
scooter. It's like a quarter of an hour on a bike.
Yeah, they're like a treadmill and you just walk on them like
a
normal
speed. Yeah, I've seen them as
well. It like doubles up. By the way, what? I discovered earlier.
How the bloody hell do you stop them though?
You just stop walking.
I've come flying off it.
There's probably brakes, isn't there? I don't know. But
probably.
I learned on...
Not the average.
All right, back the fuck up a second.
Back the fuck up.
Walking on a scooter.
Yes, have you not seen the walker scooters?
It's a scooter, but it's like you're walking on a treadmill.
Oh, Tom, you need one.
So it's made like a treadmill, but it's got wheels on it.
Is this like a yuppie thing? Is this something, if I was going to London, I'd see people on this?
Probably.
They're not very popular. I've seen them in Australia.
They're literally like a treadmill, like Ness says, and you just walk at normal speed, just casually walk, and then... I don't know, the momentum of your walking just kind of winds up the engine or whatever it's got, propeller thing, and then it just gets faster. So whereas you might walk like 4 miles an hour, you end up going 20 miles an hour.
Why wouldn't you just be on a bike at that point?
Because bike, you got to put effort
because it's cool to walk
You're
on a treadmill
putting the
to
same
work.
Amount of effort into walking, but giving
I don't
it double
think it is
speed.
Cool.
Like casually
and
walking,
if you,
you
think
do, like,
it's cool,
it would be pretty.
At least
cool.
on a bike, you can sit down.
Right. If anyone in this on this podcast thinks that's cool, I think it really goes show against how cool or how little cool we actually have.
Do you know how cool it would feel? I know exactly how it'd feel. This week, I've discovered my truck has gears 1, 2, 3, and 4 in reverse. I knew it had gears in reverse. But I didn't know how to set it up faster, so I kept pumping it, and it would only go up to two, and it would kind of like over rev and go and go.
So you can go through
back.
The gears in reverse, like you can go in.
Yeah,
forwards.
I've established now that if you set it up past two before you set off backwards, it doesn't sound like it engages reverse. It just quietly reverses really fast. You put it up to 4, and I was reversing at like 30 miles an hour the other day.
Oh my bloody hell!
I am not even kidding.
How did you not crash?
I know, because I was only down like the industrial state. So you load up with a bin, and where we load up with this bin, it's kind of easy to drive
so
out and reverse.
You've been reversing in reverse 1 all this time.
Well, I've been doing 2, but I didn't. All right, Tom, did you know there was reverse 4? I knew it was a slightly higher.
Yeah. Well, on some trucks, not all trucks. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know. I knew it had reverse 1 and 2. And I know some I've had in the past have like 3 and 4, but I've never been able to get them to work properly. Whereas this one, I've worked out how to work it. And honestly, okay. It's like you just.
So you have used up to
but
four
I didn't know
gears
where
before.
On this new
you just
truck.
Didn't know the specific truck. Okay,
and
fair enough.
And I've never gone that fast because then I was suddenly like just casually going, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm going!" And it was awesome. That's how I think it would feel to be on a walk treadmill. There you go.
My on my Travis Perkins when I was at Travis Perkins, there was I obviously the Lake District. There's a lot of places you have to have the crane pointing a certain direction. As you two are both well aware, like we have to have the rear of the vehicle pointing to go and deliver whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. And it means you have to reverse down massive lanes.
Yeah.
And it can be like 2-3 miles. I remember I was on one particular place near Ambleside going towards Rydal Cave, and you can't get over the bridge, which is right down the other end, because it's only 3 ton. And even if it wasn't 3 ton, it's so humpbacked, the truck literally wouldn't get over it.
Bloody hell.
So I have to reverse all the way from Ambleside down to Rydal. And after a while with them trucks, you just get used to it. And plus, you've got a rear camera as well. So yeah, I would be reversing at like full speed all the
full
way.
Whack.
And people would just look at you. You'd be like, you kind of go past them, like white wave when they kind of get in. You know when someone gets in, but you're doing it in reverse.
And they like, can't quite believe what they're seeing.
this Travis Perkins truck with like beacons on, fucking reversing full speed.
Yeah, and it's when you're looking at your mirrors as well, and they're like, you're not even looking where you're going, because they all do the back neck thing, don't they, and look behind them in the rear view mirror. Can't do it that way. It's all backwards. Not doing that.
Really? What?
A lot of car drivers, when they reverse, they put their...
Oh,
they
right.
look backwards, don't they?
They put the hand on the back of the chair, don't they?
Yeah, but then to me, that's...
Yeah, but you see the wobbly when they're doing that.
And that
because
me...
they've not got as much control.
And that to me is like backwards almost, because then you've got the steering wheel backwards. So then it doesn't make sense. Do you get it?
Well, is that not what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to like
meant to
look
do a
behind you like
you're meant to
that.
Do a check and make sure no one's there. But I don't think... No, you're meant to use mirrors, aren't you? I've always used mirrors.
You're supposed to use mirrors and look over the shoulder of the direction you're traveling.
You look in your blind spot.
If you're going straight back, you can't do that, can you?
Not in a lorry, you can't. No, you just kind of put your head out the window.
I'd say it's probably more dangerous, in fairness.
What, chucking your head out the window?
Yeah.
Well, you find down one side, aren't you, while the other side's tearing up the world.
It depends, because a lot of drivers don't look... You know when you're reversing on your good side?
Yeah.
And you look out the window, they forget to look back over there to make sure the cab's not going to hit anything.
Yeah.
Or the headboard.
Yeah.
A lot of drivers forget that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of trailers you see around with the headboards like damaged, proper scraped down the sides.
Yeah.
I remember when I was on for Farrington's and I had to go and pick up I had to take a trailer down to wherever it was, and it was the first curtain slider that I'd had for like, I think it was like by that point like maybe 2 years. I hadn't had one, and I went through my first traffic lights, and then as I'm coming through the traffic lights, I just happened to look in my right mirror.
No.
I'm like, oh fuck. Turn harder, nearly take out everything, nearly took out the fucking the headboard of the fucking the elbow of the trailer, nearly took out the lamp for the traffic lights, the whole fucking I very nearly caused an accident then. I just forgot I had an elbow. I was like, it sticks out so far. Why is it doing that? I don't like that.
Oh, that's horrible. That's always the worst feeling, isn't it?
Why is there more after the back wheels? There's more bit to the trailer. That's not right.
Oh, it's always
there's
worse.
There's so many sticky out bits.
It's always worse when you either forget you've got a trailer or you forget you've not got one, and then you have that panic of, where is it? Oh my God, I've lost it. That's always the worst one as well. Yeah. Either Hardy, I used to stick my head out the window to reverse into a space until one day I was tired and forgot to wind the window down.
Oh, so his head butted the window. Oh.
So I don't...
I've done that.
I don't have my windows open for a reverse.
Why?
Because, again, of Travis Perkins. Obviously, the lanes that we go down or went down, they were all little tiny lanes with hedgerows. And you get slapped in the face with brambles a couple of times, and you soon learn to keep that fucking window up because my God, I had it where I had a good scratch down my face once because I got hit in the face with a fucking bramble and it's fucking, and obviously it's all like hawthorn and it's not. So I just keep them up, and I've just, because I've learnt that's just how I do it de facto now. I just, it doesn't really, I'll the only time I'll ever do it is just if like there's a lot of like sun glare.
Oh, that is horrible. Yeah, it's this time of year, isn't it? It's so bad.
And when it's wet out as well, because it just straight up into your face, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is glary.
I use a lot of screen wash.
Yeah.
I'm always using screen wash.
Yeah.
I didn't realise how quickly you can run out on them sprinters.
It's not got the big tank like a truck.
Well, I'm using it all the time. I've now learnt to use it very sparingly. And what I now do is I press the button, I let it start going up, and then I put a little bit on, so I don't use as much.
Yeah, just I figured you have to be tactical, don't you? And use it in half motion.
I'd got into Edinburgh and... I was almost at Edinburgh, and I was going to my first customer site, and I'd run out of screen wash. I was like, fuck, well, I don't really know anywhere I can go and get some, so I'll just drive into Edinburgh. And it was, the salt was starting to build up a little bit on the screen, but I was like, oh, it's not too bad. Turned down the street, and the sun, I was like, I can't see shit. I cannot see fucking anything.
Yeah.
I have no visuals on anything. And to the point where I had to Ace Ventura it to find somewhere to pull over and just clean the thing. Like I was like fully out the fucking window, leaning out. If someone had seen me, be like, "What the fuck is going on there?" Isn't that YouTube has been except for access? That's doing something wildly dangerous.
Yeah, because someone's definitely going to recognise you doing that. That must be Tom. Only Tom would do that.
Fucking, I can guarantee. When I'm doing something that dumb, someone's going to recognise me.
Oh, you nutter. So, Nessa, I hear something that might have happened to you this week.
Just a little bit. So, I've posted the video of dash cam footage on my Instagram. So, some people have seen it, some people haven't. But, yeah, I was in Cardiff. I was driving the same route I drive every single day.
Uh-huh.
And... I had a 3-second gap between me and the car in front. And this car that was in front of me also had cars in front of them. And the lane that you come off is a slip road. You come to a roundabout and your lane, the left lane, goes straight round, so you don't have to stop. There's no give way markings. You just go straight round.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if the driver of this car either was in the wrong lane and wanted to swap, or whether they had no idea where they were or had no idea that the lane works. You're supposed to continue round. Whatever was going on in their heads, no idea. They slammed the brakes on in front of me. They just stopped dead in the fucking lane, despite everyone else ahead of them going straight round. So the first thing I did, obviously, was put my brakes on, put my hand on the horn.
Yep.
And I stopped so freaking close, you couldn't see a gap between my truck and the car.
Fucking.
And as soon as I came to a stop, they fucking floored it. So that must have frightened the living shit out of them. But yeah, they didn't stop further up the road. They just carried on going. No, because the road you go round onto, it goes up towards Newport Road in Cardiff. So you're in the left-hand lane for that. Or you go to the right-hand lane and it goes over to a flyover, which is where I was going.
Yeah.
Well, they got straight in the left-hand lane for Newport Road as if they knew where they were going.
Yeah.
So, I don't quite understand what went wrong.
We have a junction that's exactly like this up here that comes off the motorway.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same setup. It's probably better than the one that you've got because there's an actual, like the chevron things basically marking out that there's a proper separation.
Yeah.
And it is. And fuck me, I've had a few of them completely just slam on in front of me. And you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wow.
Like, this is not... But, so, what I thought was I'd seen a video. I can't remember where I saw it, but it was one of these. I think it was mostly one of these TV shows where they talked to the person afterwards. But this, it was a, I think a truck and a car going down to a slip road.
Yep.
And the truck driver was looking right to go and check and see what's coming out. And then this car just slammed on in front of him. So he just plowed into the back of it. But he wasn't in the wrong.
Yeah.
Because there is a reasonable expectation for that driver to continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's like, because, and I think in that sense, realistically, this would have been a better one to have to tell with David and his missus here, because his missus would have been is clued up to who's actually at fault. But I don't. Well, so okay, I don't think if this was if you were in a car,
it would have been. I think
you'd have been. Yeah. It would have been. Well, no, as in like it wouldn't. You could have argued that it's not your fault.
Yeah,
because you're a truck driver.
You're the professional driver.
As the professional driver, you need to expect people to be fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Well, I do expect people to be idiots, which is why you can see it in the video. I've left such a big gap.
Yeah,
and I always do it now because you have to expect people to not know where they're going or to go in any direction despite the lane they're in. Yeah. You have to expect it. So, I had the room to stop and I did stop. However, my trailer was empty. I didn't have any load on at all. And I would have hit them if I'd have had anything more than about 3 or 4 ton on, I reckon.
But you don't, just basically don't because there was no gap. Like that. Yeah.
No, you don't. But
I don't know.
We're professional drivers. Don't. We're supposed to expect this, aren't we? We're supposed to foresee it happening. So technically it was my fault, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, but then they might look at that as... If you're giving, they look at the rest of the drive as well, don't they? So they'll look and see you've been professional, you're driving good distance, things like that.
That is
and
then exactly when why I posted suddenly, 2 minutes of footage.
Someone suddenly stops in front of you. They do take into circumstance.
I guarantee
that.
And there will be some prat who says something about that video.
Oh yeah, there'll be some driver going, "Oh, you should have stopped."
Oh yeah,
What comments have you had? You know, well, can you remember any of them?
Oh, if you need to have at least a 50-second gap between the car in front of you.
I had one person say that there should be 10 seconds, and I'm like, you dickhead, that's in the wet.
10 seconds!
That's in icy conditions, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, my response is, I always have a gap.
Yeah.
But wherever there is a gap, a car driver will fill it.
Yes.
No matter what they're jumping in front of.
Yeah.
So there's only so much as a driver you can do because the bigger the gap you need, the bigger the gap you leave, the more cars that will fill that gap. They don't understand you need all that room until you've smashed into the back of them. Then they said, why didn't you leave a bigger gap? You jumped in the gap, you dickhead. Do you know what I mean? You can go round in circles all day long with this argument and you're always still wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
The lorry driver is always at fault, no matter what.
And there's a lot
which is why I never go anywhere without a dash cam anymore.
There's a lot
and
of videos.
And any time there's an incident, I always post the footage of at least 2 minutes before the incident so you can see the manner of my driving.
I think it was like a CPC course as well that I watched or something, and there was a video on it. And the guy stressed how serious it was. Like, it was just something simple. Again, like someone had cut up in front or something like that. And it turned around because it was a rear end or the situation. It goes, oh, thank God the lorry driver had a dash cam, because otherwise he'd be getting the blame for it, basically. Mm. You know, no matter what, you would be getting the blame for it because you're the professional driver and all this bollocks.
Yeah, well, I've sent the footage to my transport manager.
Yeah.
And my transport manager said if I'd have hit the car without the footage, I would have been prosecuted.
Yeah.
With that footage, because they can calculate that I was over 3 seconds distance.
Yeah.
There's argument that the car driver should have continued round and braked unexpectedly, and they would have tested the car for faults and stuff like that, and I would likely have gotten off with it.
Yeah.
Only because of the dash cam footage.
Yeah. Which is horrible, isn't it, really?
Mm. But all the lorries have got... All the cameras all the way around. There's a 360 view on all our trucks.
Oh, nice.
And as soon as you slam the brakes on in our trucks, the footage goes straight to the
office,
somewhere. It goes somewhere. So they had the footage before. You know, they're ringing me saying, "Is everything okay? Are you okay?" But they're asking me this before I've even said
this.
I had a near miss. Do you know what I mean? Because a near miss has to
That's
be reported.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they knew it all happened before I even had a chance to tell them.
It is crazy. I know it's not the same, but Dent Logistics, just because the places that we went to was much like the skip place that you guys, obviously. Mm. But like, we went to like some of the metal spots, mm-hmm. where you know the shit you pick up in your tires.
Yeah.
And like, you'd get in, you'd stop for an evening, or you'd stop and you'd get a phone call, and this they'd say, "We need to let us know, and we need you to tell us when you're going to be stopped tonight, because you've got a slow puncture on your trailer near number 2.
Yeah, well, they know even about which tire it is.
They're telling me about it.
How do they know?
I had it where I was stopped and I heard I could hear something happening to my trailer, and I looked out and there's a guy changing a tire.
Jesus
Christ. I wasn't told about it. They've organized it. They've sent it out, and there's just a guy changing my tire. I'm like, "You're all right?" He goes, "Ah, yeah, officer's called me, just changing his tire." I'm like, "Okay, sure."
So it's you calling it in.
What, just like, a thing to let you know or anything?
Nope, didn't let me know. Just a tire.
You imagine
guy changing
it was someone
tire.
Trying to Could steal be. Something in the middle of the night or whatever.
Yeah,
he was like, what
diesel
the
thief.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this was... Oh, no, I'd been stopped for no more than an hour.
Bloody hell.
Right.
Like, they'd watched me stop.
Yeah.
And the second I'd
stopped...
And wrong
them and said, there he is.
That is at this lay-by here,
Holy
this
shit.
Location, go now.
And you were on break.
And they... Oh no! I was kicked down for the night. Like that was me done for the night. And
so that was done before you'd
out.
Even gone and blown in. Done your
yeah, they were waiting for
Holy
me. Like
God.
They must have known. They must have calculated reasonably where I was going to stop.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they knew where I was going.
So they knew which company to contact as well.
Yeah, and been like, and then as soon as like I've got somewhere clear, it was crazy. But the reason why was because it was costing them so much money in the morning,
right?
To get people out and so much lost time, that they had every single tire had a sensor in it that sent data back. So they knew every single tire on every single truck. They knew what the pressures were, and if it dropped below a certain pressure, someone was out there to go and fix it.
That's awesome.
It was crazy.
That is cool.
Yeah. It was a very, very clever system that. Apparently, it was a lot of money, but it must have cost... I know it must have cost them a lot of money beforehand, because Thomas Dent is the tightest bastard I've ever known in my entire life.
It must have cost a hell of a lot of money, but you think the overall savings they would have made by making sure you get up there and get on time and not...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Losing the
hours.
Oh,
there must have been some savings, because there's not much that makes Thomas Dent open his wallet up like.
Yeah,
that would.
Don't you find though the
has
richer
to be
people are
fucking
more
major.
Tight?
Yes.
Oh God, yeah.
Because they look
Holy
after
shit.
The pennies,
yeah.
And then the pounds look after
make
themselves.
Their money. Yeah. If you gave it away to everyone, though, you'd never have any money, would you? That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true enough.
It is true.
I feel David's going to really miss out this week because he loves talking about trucks, and that's all we've done so far.
He bloody loves it. So yeah.
I have got another little story to tell you guys. Which
go on, come on, Em.
And I nearly put this into the truth or lie, because I didn't think you guys were going to believe this.
Right.
Wow, this is going to be good.
I was in Edinburgh and I'd stopped outside this little restaurant for unloading, and I'd got all my stuff out the back. My back door's open. I'd got all my stuff, put it on the trolley, and this lad comes up to us, traffic warden.
Oh no!
And he goes, "You unloading?" And I look at the truck and I look at the van, should I say? I look at the stuff on the ground. I'm like, "Hi. I'm unloading." And he goes, "Well, you shouldn't be unloading here. I'll give you 10 minutes. And if you're not going in 10 minutes, I'm giving you a ticket."
Right.
And I was like, right. And I said to him, "But we're allowed to unload here. This is an unloading area." He goes, "No, it's not. Look at the lines. You're not allowed to unload here." I'm like, "But we are. We're allowed to unload here and across the street just over there. They're the two areas that we can load on this." He goes, "No, you have to be right up the street at the unloading area." I'm like, no, we're not. We are allowed to unload here. I've asked someone a few weeks ago, we are allowed to unload here. And he goes, "You're not. I know that you're not." I'm like, okay. I said, I don't want to get in, don't want to be funny with you, but I went around to the sign and I was like, "I've asked him and he says this sign means," because it says no unloading between these times. Uh-huh. And it says like whatever. And we work between them times. And I said, "We're allowed half an hour in this area for unloading," which I am unloading, so I'm allowed up to half an hour. And he looks at me and he goes, "Fair enough. I'm new on this route and I didn't know that. So I'm sorry about that." I was like,
"Really?
Well, that's all right, mate. You know.
You got an apology."
I said, "It's all right, mate. I fuck up my job all the time. It's all good, mate." And whatever, it was absolute. And we had a quick chat and he went off and that was that. I've never had that before.
Nope, I've never heard of that.
So you just accepted it.
There you go.
That is pretty good.
And apologised, and that was the end of it. Yeah, fair enough to the lad. I mean, he made a mistake. That's fine. We all make mistakes. But
and he admitted it.
Up to it and was like, yeah, I...
Well done to
have
him.
Have you ever even heard of that before?
I mean,
yeah, good on him, like.
Honestly, I don't believe it.
That is
unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't it just?
That's bizarre. I can't believe it.
I've never,
I mean, I believe you. I just can't believe it.
They are people as well. You got to give them
some. They're nice people. Yeah.
It was a good guy. A good guy. I think he was new to it. Is what I think.
The trouble is,
I think he was trying to be all.
How much
I think he was being authoritative, but it's. Well, listen, I did say that to him. I said, I couldn't do what you do. Like, you must get some fucking shit off people, because at the end of the day, you got to think that we get shit for doing our job.
Yeah. There's got to be nothing compared to that. Absolutely
exactly.
Nothing.
I mean, how many people have complained about Amazon drivers delivering parcels or bus drivers like driving on a bus route or, you know, or just fucking, just the amount of complaints. And people will complain about anything. So this is a person that's literally just doing their job, putting tickets on cars and...
People kick off about it.
I mean, I think everyone knows. There's only one time I've ever got a parking ticket and I've been like, "Fuck, that doesn't seem very fair." Like, most of the time you get it and when you're doing it, you're like, "Ah, shit, I've pushed my luck here."
Yeah.
And it bites you in the ass and you get there and you've got a ticket and you're like, "Well, I'm a twat."
I kind of deserve
it.
Some people
just don't see it that. Yeah, there's only one time I've ever not. I feel like was a bit unfair, but I paid the ticket still. Mm. Which was it was recently in Whitehaven,
right?
And it had parking. I was allowed to be there for 1 hour, and there was a good sign. And I thought I'd read it through clearly, and then I got a ticket. I was like, "But I've only been here for 40 minutes,"
right?
But then when I read the sign, it said something about a disc.
Oh,
and what I should have got is I should have got a disc in a shop and I should have put it in my car window. But I wasn't unaware of that. Hmm. And I think that was a I don't know. It was one of them ones there where, fair enough, that's just kind of like everyone knows about it in the area. I didn't.
Could you not have gone and got a disc after that and put it in there and then taken a photo? And then taken
no, because they take photos. They take photos of everything. They're onto them tricks. They take photos of everything. They take photos of the signs as well.
Yeah, fair enough.
And where you're parked in relation to that sign as well.
That's a bit annoying, though, isn't it? Like you say, because just something
simple. That's the only one I've ever had. Mm. Yeah, where I was a bit like, oh, fuck. Or,
have you ever contested a ticket and won?
No, I've never tried.
So
I've always been in the wrong.
Actually, no. I tell you what, that's not. There is, and it was a private company.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you got to ignore that one. Yeah.
No. Oh, well, this was like... So I heard... This is when we were down in Birchwood, and I'd taken Kayleigh to work, and I'd taken it at, like, 4 in the morning. It was on a Saturday or something. So I'd taken it at 4 o'clock, and I went to go and pick her up at 12 o'clock.
Right.
And the ANPR system that they had posted had got me going in, but not coming back out at 4 o'clock.
Until
12 o'clock. Hmm. And so I contested it, and I said I was taking to my missus, and that I then got a letter back saying, we've reviewed this and are happy to continue with the ticket. And they then put the price up to the full amount because they'd waited so long to respond back to me. And I was ready to go. And I sent them a message, and I basically said, if this is absolutely outrageous, this is not okay to do this. I was taking my girlfriend to work. I have evidence. I have security footage. You've clearly not right. And I'd even sent them evidence. I'd sent them dash cam footage.
Yeah.
I'd sent them Google Maps showing that my data had taken me back to the house. It's shown everything, and they were just not like... And so I'd said to them that if you do not, I will be taking you to court and I will be fighting you over this.
Yeah.
And they were like, they again said, we're happy to proceed with the ticket, this. And so then I went to the Birchwood Centre, and I was like, this is absolutely staggering. And it was the Birchwood Centre that then sorted it out. But they were not, they clearly didn't read the emails. They were just like, nope, pay the ticket.
Wow.
Some of these private
parking
companies
are probably trying to bully you into paying it, hoping you'd back down.
Yeah,
they do.
That's what
they're
doing.
Exactly what they do. They can't lawfully enforce it, can they? That's the thing.
No.
So they bully you
into it. Well, I've only ever had...
To scare you.
Yeah. I've had 4 parking tickets. 1 I completely deserved. 3 I contested and won all 3 of them.
Did you?
All 3 that I contested.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on in.
God damn. Well played.
So if you ever need to get out of a parking ticket, DM Nessa,
you know,
and she will help you.
Was it genuinely not your fault then? Or was
but
it...
what do you do?
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, genuinely not my fault. I'd gone... The first one, I was living in the Rhondda Valleys at the time, and there's an Asda store down there. So I dropped my son off at school. I'd gone into the Asda. And by the time I got into the store, I had a phone call from the school asking me to come pick him up because he'd just been sick. So I got back in my car. I went to pick him up from school and I took him home. And I had shopping that I had to do. So when I got home, I'd spoken to my mum and she said, like, look, I'll sit with him. You go and do your shopping and then come back.
Yeah.
So I went back to the store, did my shopping, and then went home.
Yeah.
Now, the store has a 2-hour parking policy. And the ticket I'd had said I'd overstayed that 2 hours parking. But I was able to prove that I'd visited the store twice because of the Google Maps. It,
so they
it
did
tracked
the same
me.
Sort of thing as Tom's one.
Yeah. But they accepted it straight away. As soon as I showed them, I'd visited the store twice.
Yeah, these bastards didn't accept it for me.
Yeah, but I was able to prove it. That was the first time.
Yeah.
Second time I got a ticket because I didn't buy a parking ticket. All of the machines were broken.
Right.
So I photographed all of them. Yeah. And I filmed, I made videos of myself trying to buy a ticket on all of them.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And because I sent that off as evidence, I could prove I tried to buy a parking ticket and they revoked the ticket.
Brilliant. Absolutely.
Oh,
brilliant.
That was another one.
It's honestly
so, you've got to have so much bloody evidence.
So
it's unreal.
Well, so my point of the. Go on, sorry.
I was about to say, I've had a few parking tickets. my most, to be fair.
Why does this not surprise
they've
us?
They've all been my fault. My first one I ever got, though, was I was gutted about, absolutely devastated. So it was when I was younger, and I was doing like two jobs, and then I thought I'd do an extra one on the side, just do it like for my mate who was running the pub. So I thought, well, I'll go and do like a 3-hour shift, whatever it's, 2-3-hour shift, just to give it a go, and see if I like it, and you know, just go and help them out for the afternoon because they needed it. So anyway, I was getting ready, got ready, drove down the road, and then I couldn't find anywhere to park, and I was thinking, shit, I need to get there in a minute. So I ended up going down this back road that it was in Dawlish, so I knew where I was, so I knew roads and stuff. But it was quite early on when I had a license, so I didn't know where I could park as well.
Chloe, what? I know roads. 2024.
I know roads.
I knew where I was. Sorry, that I should have clarified that. Anyway, I managed to find this one road around the back, and I thought, it's going to be on double yellows. I think I can get away with it. It'll be fine. I thought, everyone, it's Sunday. It's, you know, it's Sunday or whatever it was. Saturday. I can't remember what it was. I thought no one's going to be out now.
I think everyone's risked it on a Sunday,
yeah,
haven't
and I,
they?
And I pulled up anyway. And I thought, it's on a double yellow, but I'm not in any way. I was like, it'll be fine. I mean, it's only for 3 hours. So I parked up, legged it down to do my job. Of course, I got a parking ticket, didn't I? And the only thing that annoyed me about it is I probably earned about 20 quid, 25 quid for this. Probably
no.
About 30 quid. You
oh,
know, something
no.
Like that. And then obviously I just had to pay it all back out, you know, straight away. So I was like, well, that was worth it.
Totally not worth it.
So I may as well not have gone to the bloody job, you know. But
and you
that
did
was
deserve that ticket as well.
Oh, I totally did. Every single one that I've ever had. I don't think I've ever had a ticket that I don't deserve. I normally just chance it. Hope for the best. Wing it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So in Glasgow, they where one of my deliveries are, they do this thing where they risk the parking tickets on purpose.
Yeah.
Because they know they're most likely going to get a parking ticket during the week.
Right.
But that's okay. Because
they're saving money, probably.
They're saving yeah. money because to pay for parking for the full day is so expensive that because I'm sure it's like 60, 70 quid or something like that, they were saying.
Where is this to?
So it's parking down
this
here.
This is in Glasgow.
It's normally like 70 quid if you pay after like 30 days, but if you pay before 30 days, it's like 25 quid.
Oh, so this is the 60, 70 quid is if they pay for parking all day. Because I'm sure they were saying it was like 15 quid a day or something like that.
It's like that in parts of London. Parking is £65 for about 3 hours. In certain areas,
yeah, oh it's really a lot of money, but there's not many traffic wardens, and they don't always do them streets.
Right,
they'll most likely go around once
a
week.
It's cheaper to take the chance,
but it's just cheaper.
So
to
it's
take the chance.
Cheaper to get a ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
And but the thing was, they used to do this in Edinburgh as well, but. The council in Edinburgh has cottoned on to it, and so they've upped the thing, and I think it's now £120.
Still probably cheaper.
Oh, God.
I think I'd still chance it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Well, 60 quid a day.
Yeah,
it's still, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, or Ivor Hardy.
I had
I've
to.
Had truck drivers
yeah, look at that.
I had to.
Being cheaper than the closest
It's cheaper
services.
Than the services.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
I've heard a lot of drivers do that.
Yeah, it's really bad, isn't it?
Mm.
So I did something this week, and I have.
Go on in.
No, it's again parking. So this is from someone in the office, and it is their message of saying to confirm I will pay for a parking ticket if you get one. Because I've said to them because I was in Durham, and. Fuck me, they are keen in Durham.
Right.
Holy fuck, they are keen. I think this bastard fucking abseiled off the roof because I didn't see him anywhere. He just appeared.
He was just suddenly there.
Don't know where he came from. He was just there next to the van. He was like, you have to move van. You're going to get a ticket. You're going to have to move van.
Wow.
I was like, okay. So I had to drive off. I was already getting a bit stressed because I was in the very, very, very centre of Durham, which is like you go in there. And it's a tolled area.
Is it?
where because it's like in a castle.
What the
but like fuck? A massive castle oh in the God. Very yeah, it's crazy. It's like the very it's like the medieval, like original like medieval town, essentially.
Right.
In the very, very center. And it's like it's crazy. Like wouldn't want to take a truck in there. Holy fuck, would you not want to take a truck in there? But I drove up the road and I said, he's moved me on from this restaurant. I said, I'm not delivering to here. Unless you send me a text message confirming that you will pay for this parking ticket.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't get one because I'd.
No, but you got the message.
Where I'd gone, he'd obviously not seen me. But I got the message, yeah. I got them sending me a message.
So they
confirmed
they would pay a parking ticket if you got one so that you could do that delivery.
The thing is, here's my takeaway. Health and safety is bullshit.
Yes.
Right. Health and safety does not exist. It is an illusion. There is no such thing as health and safety. What there is accountability and who's paying for this and who's covered for this.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So you need to make sure that the companies are putting all this stuff onto you to make sure that if something goes wrong, it is your fault. Mm. You have the right to then put that back again mm-hmm. onto them. Mm. They're already doing that to you. You have that right to put them back onto them and say, no, I am not doing this unless you then take responsibility for this. So I had it this week where I always do this. So an amber light came up on my dashboard, and it was, in fairness, I didn't think it was an actual issue. I thought it was like an ECU thing. So I was driving the truck back. And it brought up, this is a DAF, by the way.
Classic.
So that this also kind of, this also accounts into the fact that I just thought it was a DAF being a DAF. And so it brought up the ABS had stopped working.
Right.
The stability control had stopped working and the tire pressure system had stopped working as well.
Right.
And it just, all of them, all three came up in the same thing.
So that does make you think it's DAF being a DAF.
It's an ECU issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I put a call through to the office and said to them, I've got these three things, one thing. I am happy to drive. However, I want you to confirm and just say, are you happy for me to drive back to the yard? I'm approximately 40 minutes out. Can get DAF to come out and have a look at it. Or do you want to sit in a lay-by?
Yeah.
They've then said, continue driving. Get it back to the yard. So I thought, that's fine. I'll go and get fuel. I'll come back. And so I came down into Keswick and I got into the garage, got out quickly because I was in a bit of a rush to try and get back home.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a billow of smoke coming from the rear axle. Holy fuck, the smoke coming from the rear axle was significant.
Oh shit.
Significant.
Oh my God.
And like the smell, like it was that smell of burning where everyone in the petrol station
could smell
looks
it, yeah.
at you. And I was like, well, that's clearly not a DAF issue. That's just an actual issue. Yeah. Something's actually wrong with this truck.
Shit. So let's get recovered then, did you? Or you just went, be all right. It'll be fine. It's cooled off now.
Well, no, it's literally 2 miles around the corner.
So it was like,
by this point, in for a penny, in for a pound, basically.
You just wait a couple of minutes until everyone in the garage leaves and don't see you drive off.
I'll waft it with some paper if we reach.
But no one will notice.
Again, he did, like the guy, the mechanic said, it's clearly been driven on with these brakes getting really hot. And I said, yep, I was given permission to. I called up. I said, this is the issue that's with the truck.
Yeah.
And they've confirmed it. At that point there, I hate to say it,
it's kind of on
the liability is then being put back onto them.
Yeah.
And that's it's shit that you have to do that.
I always do that. I always do that.
It is a two-way thing. It is an absolute two-way thing.
There'll be jobs and stuff where you go to, and obviously it's always tight because it's tight. It's always tight because it skips and things like that. And I'll always make the phone call to say, shit might go down. I might do some damage. How do you want me to do this? Do you want me to crack on and just give it a go? Or, you know, do you want me to stop now before anything, you know? And they'll say, well, give it a go, but stop before you hit something. I was like, well, that's logical, yeah.
It doesn't really work like that.
It's just, I always put it on
but that, the boss or something. When they say that, what they're doing is they're trying to keep the liability on you.
Yeah.
True.
One time.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, one time when I was working.
Yeah. It's all right. If it's really serious, I've got letters as well that I've ordered that I've said I will not do it unless one signs it off that it's not my fault.
Well played, that's good.
And that's the customer signing it off as well to say, yeah, if that shit goes down, like a disclaimer. I'm willing to accept it. Yeah.
I was working at a skip yard before.
Yeah.
This customer wanted me to put a skip on top of a wall, and the wall was about 8 feet tall. It's really high.
Yeah.
What they were doing was they were taking the wall down, they were reinforcing the embankment, and then building a new wall up. Yeah. So what he said was, don't worry if you knock the wall down, it's coming down anyway.
Yeah.
So that made me think, well, shit, okay. So I rang my boss and told them what they said. And my boss said, if that's what they said, that's what they said, but make sure they sign a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So we got them to sign a disclaimer. So they signed it, I signed it. It was dated and everything like that. And then I put this skip up on the wall, didn't hit the wall, didn't touch the wall at all.
Yeah.
And then when we went back to pick the skip up, the old wall had gone. The new wall had been built.
Oh, shit.
And I made them sign a new disclaimer because the new wall had been built and I was collecting on a different day. So I got them to sign a new disclaimer. And when I got the skip down off the wall, I had to twist the chains to make the chains shorter so that it wouldn't scrape the top of the wall.
Yeah.
But it still scraped the top of the wall and the whole wall came down.
Oh, shit.
And they couldn't claim because they'd signed a disclaimer and told me, don't worry about the wall.
I'm not being funny, but you would wait till the skip's gone before you build a new wall in
front
of it. Well,
my boss told them this, before you build the new wall, let us collect the skip. And they're like, no, it's okay, it's okay. We've signed the disclaimer. We're happy to, you know, to take damages, blah, 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 to accept responsibility. Unlucky. And they signed two disclaimers.
So what did you do? Did you just go, see you later then, bye?
Basically, when I got back in the truck and started driving, I did feel like, oh, shit, I'll be honest. But like, so, my boss said, make sure they sign a new disclaimer because it's a new date.
Yeah. It's a new wall as well, yeah.
So always, always, always double check and make sure you've got proof.
Yeah.
When I was at Travis Perkins, I'd just gone to this house and it was being built on these really posh manor grounds.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was there, it was a nice hot summer's day and there was people playing bowls.
Right.
Out on the grass, like, and the guide said that he wanted, is there any chance I can get all these blocks around the back of this building? And I said, aye, there is, but I'll need to go on the grass. Obviously, and it's a 32-ton truck. It's got to damage the grass. There's nothing I can do about that. He said, that's fine. I was like, okay, I'm going to get you to sign this just
people
to say you're happy
grass.
With me doing it. We had a proper signature things. It's obviously been on something I was having at Travis Perkins. And so I got him to sign this thing. Yeah, not a problem at all. Went around the back, came back out. Holy fuck, did I demolish the grass on the way back out. Holy.
Lots of number 11s.
Fuck. Honestly, like, it was bad enough that people from World War One would have had flashbacks. It was like trench warfare.
Holy shit,
it
that
was
bad?
Bad.
Was it wet?
It was real bad. Where how I'd gone in.
Obviously, it doesn't always come out the same.
It's kind of hard to explain, but as I was coming back out again, I couldn't, because I didn't have the rear steer, I couldn't get rounds as quickly. And if I dropped down the rear steer, I'd lose traction. Yeah. So I just had to kind of just
It just kind of drags it through, doesn't it? Yeah, rips it all up.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were always told never to go on wet grass or deep gravel.
Yeah.
Or we always got stuck if we
didn't. It was one of them ones where it was a judgment call. Like but I went on the grass anyways. So he'd signed his paper. He was happy as anything before I went on there. And the guy seemed all right with me. Got back to the office. I had a complaint. So the guy said he's damaged you've damaged his grass. He's putting a claim in. He's going to be taking it with head office. And I said, he can do what he fucking wants. I've got a signature saying that he's happy with me doing it. I said, I showed him the thing. I said, what do you want me to do? The guy signed off on this. Mm. The guy, I told the guy, I'm going to damage the grass. Look at the size of the fucking vehicle. It's not a, it's not a fucking golf cart, the dickhead.
What did they say?
What am I supposed
what,
to do?
What did the boss say?
He just pissed himself. Like, it was just like, yeah, nothing we can do. He can claim as much as you want, but if he's got a signature, if we've got a signature and you've actually done your due diligence and you've, yeah, in a day, you've shifted Brilliant. Liability onto him, it is his fucking problem.
Yeah. Fancy signing something and then trying to blame someone else.
It's bizarre because the disclaimers are, most of the time, they're on duplicate books, aren't they? So they get a copy and you get a copy.
Oh, this wasn't, but I think that might, now that you mention it, I think that might be why he's trying
because
to
Because he didn't
pull
get a copy of
one.
It. But you've only got to photocopy it and send it to him. You know, there is your signature.
Yeah.
Witnessed by whoever
you can't
else.
Claim, dickhead.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Honestly.
Well,
people will try their very best to claim
whenever
they can, no matter the circumstances.
And when they say that wall's getting ripped out, don't worry about that one. I never trust it. Because they'll
claim.
You can't,
can you? Not unless you can get a signature.
Yeah. So I did kind of have a little topic for you guys.
Okay.
That I randomly remembered. It is, again, track-related, weirdly. So,
fuck.
I know, what's going on?
You can tell David's not on this week. Holy
David
fuck.
Took a break at the right time. He's going to hate editing this one.
So I saw a post on Facebook, I think it was early on today or yesterday or something, and I thought, oh, that's a good one. And it was basically some woman saying, it was one of those where he goes, I really hope this gets to the company, the right company, and a picture of a lorry. And you think, oh, no, it's one of them, you know. But you actually read it, and then it goes, credit where it's due, this man was, like, brilliant driver, real good driver, something like that. And then it just goes on to list that they saw horses and they observed horses from far away, obviously took the right maneuver, slowed down, took it wide when the horse rider said to, and how you should, you know, and then was approaching a village, and then there was kids on a bike and there was kids around, and they could see that the lorry driver saw all this and went to the appropriate speed, took the appropriate room, as you should, and then basically just like that, just praising the driver and how bloody good they were. And then I was just thinking, well, hang on a minute. It's nice that you're praising, but isn't that just general lorry drivers should be doing that? I was like, what fucking lorry drivers have you been seeing driving around? Let's be honest.
It does make you wonder.
I know you get dickheads,
it?
But I just was, you know, I was just thinking in day-to-day driving, like the amount of stuff we see and do, for one car driver to go, oh my God, look how good they are. And it was just like, what do you do like daily just to make sure things are safe, you know? And I just was a bit shocked. Mm. It was nice, the credibility of it. I just was a bit shocked that, what the fuck do people think we do?
I've got to be honest with you. I was waiting for, and then, or but,
no,
or
genuinely,
something along them lines of like.
It was one of those that.
However, we would like to say that he didn't look like he was doing the best job. He ran a few children over.
No, it was just, it was more the shock that it wasn't like anything major that he'd done. Do you know what I mean? It was like, credit where it's
That's
due,
the
he's
problem.
Amazing.
Yeah,
but it
wasn't
everyone
picks
special.
Up on the negative things. It's very rare you see anyone get praised for something. I think that's the shock of it.
Yeah.
No one gets praised for anything these days. It's always the negative. Yeah. Isn't it?
And it was nice. Don't get me wrong. It was nice to see a positive one. But it just made you think, what exactly have you seen lorry drivers doing and to give you such a bad impression of it? I know you get some dickheads, but then you also get car dickheads. You get them all, don't you? Not everyone's perfect. Some people are genuine dickheads.
Nobody's perfect.
I just wondered, what sort of standard of driving have you been seeing or not noticing that lorry drivers do this on a regular basis? That's kind of what I was getting at. I think I had a topic to it, but I can't remember now.
I don't know. I don't really know, because I'm always, especially with horses, I'm always like, if I'm in a truck, if I'm on like an A or a B road, kind of like depending on the size of the B road.
Stop the truck and turn your engine off.
I'll tend to stop the truck.
Yeah, or watch the horse rider for the directions, because quite often they're quite a chilled horse, and they'll say, "Yeah, you're good, thanks." You
yeah, know. yeah,
But
you can tell from quite a distance sometimes how nervous the horse is going to be.
The horse does the head.
But a lot of them are used to the sound of a lorry anyway, because they do travel in horse boxes, don't they? But some of them are just not used to it.
The one
I
used to worry about was the chains. Obviously, I'd stop because the chains would be rattling, wouldn't they? And the skip. So I'd always stop and a skip because it would just be too much of a different noise.
There's only one horse that I didn't really do a lot for and didn't slow down or didn't kind of do anything. And it was 2 weeks ago, and it was somewhere in the northeast. And I was coming up to this corner, and this horse came around this fucking corner like a car. The guy, this is really going to show my lack of horse knowledge. Especially, it was like the horse was pulling like a carriage, but it was just the two wheel ones or the one axle one.
Car, yeah.
What's like? Is that just a car?
Yeah.
But as the horse came around the corner, the cart was sliding. it was like fucking Tokyo Drift or something around this corner, and he fucking accelerated out of the corner. And I was like, I didn't have time to react. The fucking thing came round. Honestly, it was one of the quickest vehicles through that corner I've seen. Like it was unbelievable. Like the fucking speed it went into that corner was staggering.
Did it look like it was on purpose, or the horse was just legging it?
Oh yeah, the lad was fucking loving life. He was down for running. Like this horse was fucking was just going for it.
Was it a
coloured
horse?
Like it was. It what?
Like black and white or something? Like patchy.
It was, horse?
Horse colours.
Well, I was just getting at that normally if it's that speed, horse and cart, it tends to be like gypsies and things.
Yeah, the travellers. Have you noticed their horses are not even, horses are not even bothered by traffic whatsoever.
Yeah, and they do tend to go fast.
Yeah.
That's all I was questioning.
Yippee! ADHD horses.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever seen, and it's the most Irish video I think I've ever seen, where the Garda is chasing this horse and cart.
Right.
And it's a police chase. No. And it's fucking, see if I can try and find it later. Just, one second.
Cue video. If David could be bothered to insert it.
A drunk man on a horse and cart.
This video is long, like.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. Horse chase.
You can't show us now.
No. I'm trying to find it.
We'll have to Google it.
Yeah, I'll have to try and find it. But it is fucking, it's just amazing. It's just fucking, like, and it's just like gypsies. It's just so good. It's like so good. And they're having like, I think there's two of them and they're having a race.
Right. I think I know the one. And, I've seen something similar.
I really want to see it now.
Yeah. All right, that's it. It's your usual police chase in Ireland, it's called. So just search that. It's got like, it's not got as many views as you think. And fuck me, it's like 6 minutes of the craziest YouTube video you will ever see. And it's fucking great. It's so good. It's just so fucking good.
Bless.
Yeah, it's very, very Irish. Like, it's just perfect. Chances are, actually, David, if he hasn't already seen this video,
he'll be promoting
it. He might
have
been in it.
Maybe.
Yeah, he could have been. Yeah, he should have.
I mean,
I don't know, but everyone in Ireland knows each other. That's just a fact. That's just an objective fact.
I mean, didn't David say he was in a car chase before? So it checks out. He didn't explain what vehicle he was in.
Was that a lie or was that? I
can't remember.
The only thing with this truth or lie thing is I don't know what's real anymore.
Yeah, some of those are so far bloody fetched. You just think there's no way that's real, and then it ends up being real, and it's like,
but they can be real.
Fuck?
That's the thing. Yeah, especially with Tom around, you just don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
legit.
Keep you guessing.
Yeah,
keep you guessing.
Definitely.
Yeah, always keep you guessing. I can't remember what the original topic was.
It was
what
just
we were talking
general
about.
Nice driving. It was my topic.
Yeah. That's the thing. You just don't see nice driving much anymore.
No.
Everyone's in such a rush to get everywhere. No one's got patience. No one gives way.
Yeah. Everyone cuts
in. I mean, you know, you get certain junctions where you have to stop and it's a thick white line and you've got the stop signs. No fucking stops at them. Nobody
stops
does
at those. No.
And you've got to give
them an instant ticket, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Like you would if you went through a red light. It's the same blooming thing, but nobody stops at them. I can't remember the last time I saw someone stop at a stop sign.
I just find it easier just to kind of...
Just roll
just
over
find it.
It.
Easy just to not give a fuck. Just not care. I've got my podcast on. In a day, I'm listening to my podcast or I'm listening to music. I'm in my own little world. Unless you're directly affecting me and making me take evasive maneuvers, I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't make no difference to you, does it?
Do your 120 mile an hour down the motorway. As long as you're not
leave
bothering
me alone.
Me.
I'm doing 56.
It is what it is. Yeah, you guys do you.
The ones that are annoying are the ones
I'm happy where
that
I am.
Get the annoying speed up and down. I've had one of them this week.
Oh, I've had a couple of them.
That one.
It was like an old Audi, like a really old one.
It's always
and
an
it was
Audi.
Like an old
I'm happy with them doing it to me like once.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Because you can.
But when
it
starts getting to three times.
But then once it's happened
when
like
it gets
three
times you're like,
or whatever, and then you're finally getting past them, and then they're finally kind of going slow, and then they just sit in your blind spot at that point. What do you do then? Then you're stuck.
It's mad, isn't it? You lose sight of them, you shove your indicator on, and they blast the horn at you like you've done something wrong.
Yeah. I've had one of them this week.
I can't remember what car it is. But
it'll be an Audi.
I remember... Yeah, I think it might have been a Citroen, possibly. But I could see their digital speedo.
Citroens, they have them.
I'm pretty sure it was one there. And as I was overtaking it, and I was fucking going overtaking it for ages and ages and ages and ages, and then I saw them flick the speed up. I saw the speed flick up.
Bastards.
I was like, you bastards. You absolute bastards. Could you not have done this a little bit sooner or braked or something? Yeah,
but then they'll slow down
again. Though, you just sit in lane. As long as they just fuck off down the motorway and just leave me be, it is what it is. Again, the reality is, after like you might, if they're very annoying, you might remember them for like a week. Usually, it's like maybe an hour, and then you forget.
You just move
about
on
it.
And you get
and
over
you
it, don't you?
You just don't. You just don't give a fuck, do you? I've been cut up by so many people. I have had so many people jam the brakes on. I just don't care anymore. Again, just go and do what you do. Just leave me out of it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking. Just leave me out of it. Go and do it to that person down there. That guy's probably a c-. Sorry, David, you might have to
that. Put a marker on it.
I don't know. Like, but the person in front of me is an Audi. Go and do it to him, you know?
Yeah.
Why me? Just leave me. I just want to listen to your podcast and just be left alone. I don't Just leave me alone.
Stop making my life hell.
Yeah, exactly. that's my official takeaway from this. And I think with my official takeaway, I think we'll end the podcast there.
I think we can end it on anything else. That's just perfect.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah.
I love it.
Right, well, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, how did you get this far? And are you David by any chance? I'm making that joke because David probably hasn't listened this far.
No, he won't make he won't have done.
No, there's no way he's made it.
I wondered where
he's
going.
He's been
that.
Like, he's probably made it, he's probably made it 5 minutes into this and he's been like, oh,
so
yeah,
this fuck
is about
it, that'll
fuck
do
shit. Right, and I'm on that note, bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Our podcast manager and editor is David. Hosts this week were Chloe, Nessa, and myself. And our producer is also Nessa. Why are so many people getting multiple mentions other than me and Chloe? I feel like that's unfair somehow. I think me and Chloe are going to have to kind of find some other jobs just so we get like
multiple mentions.
Should we just
make up some fake jobs?
Oh, should we do that? That's a great idea. I am the executive... articulation expert. I think
I'm
that's
the
line.
Artist that is a bit lazy to do anything by technically.
I don't know if that counts, if I'm honest with you. At least mine actually meant I was doing something. Wow, so much abuse in the end credits here. If you'd like to support us, go to our Patreon and become a mega supporter. You'd be joining such amazing people like Arthur Job. What the fuck is this list? What the fuck is this list? I'm just reading some of these. Right, this is a message to our Patreons. I love all of you guys. I hate you all for this. Right, let's start this list again. Arthur Job. Bill Buttlicker, fuck you. Dildo, Ginger Mother Trucker, Ivor Big Cock, Jack Goodwin, John Brown, Justin Reaney, Michal, Phil Starkey, and SMID, and Skip Dude, and Stephen Patterson, and Trucker Saud, and Trucker Colin. Thank you to them people who haven't changed the name. Really appreciate you guys. Holy shit. Thank you, David, as well, for making these people change their names. God. Damn, fuck my life. And you can also support us at other levels, such as these sexy, sexy people like Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Rees, Trucker Joe, and Danny Flynn, the wanker. I'm not calling him a wanker. That's what's on the list. I have to read that out. That's not my fault. These guys get great perks, such as access to the Discord. They get access to the live shows and plenty of other lovely, lovely stuff. Lots of like lovely interactions. You can also support us in other ways, such as going to salmonslap.com to get some amazing merch. And you can follow us on social media like YouTube or TikTok. I've been told I have to say that this week. Instagram, just search Just Another Trucking Podcast, or go to patreon.com/JATP. Yeah, that's right. That's definitely right, that one there. Thank you and goodbye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.